This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Environmental scare stories have long been part of the mainstream news narrative. And today I've got a fascinating story to bring you about chlorofluorocarbons, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and sea sponges. So pay attention. This is going to be a fun podcast here. But let's go back to the 1980s and take a look at the environmentalism scare stories that were being pushed by the news at the time. There were basically three scare stories. Number one was global cooling. And they said the planet would turn into a giant ice ball, that a new ice age was coming. This was, of course, before they rolled out global warming, which was then morphed into climate change, because now they can't figure out what's happening. So they're just saying everything is a crisis, basically. That's what the left has become today, a bunch of lunatics. But at the same time, back in the 1980s, it was not just global cooling, it was also acid rain, and it was the ozone hole. Remember that? The ozone hole is a hole in the ozone. We call it a hozone. And the ozone hole was going to destroy the world because it would let in more radiation and it would imbalance food crops and ecosystems and even give people cancer. Now, they weren't making up the fact that the so-called ozone hole was in fact growing. And it was growing because of the release of an industrial chemical that was used in widespread manufacturing practices across the world called CFCs. You may recall that, chlorofluorocarbons, CFCs. So these are interesting molecules. They have, of course, lots of carbons, as you would imagine. They also contain oxygens, hydrogens, and, of course, fluorine. So, and chlorine as well, of course, as you might expect, come to think of it. I'm trying to bring up a map in my mind of what these molecules look like. Interestingly, you can go on to chemspider.com. That's C-H-E-M, like chemistry, chemspider.com. And you can enter any molecule into that search engine, and it will bring up an actual diagram of the molecule with the molecular weight, the atomic structure, the double bonds, and everything. We use that all the time in the laboratory. If I want to look up a pesticide and check for ionization potential, things like that, we use chemspider.com. Anyway, I don't mean to get off track, but you can look at what CFCs are. So this ozone hole was getting worse. And back in, I think it was the late 80s or maybe it was the early 90s, I forgot exactly when, but there was a global treaty to ban the use of CFCs. And the treaty was signed by all the industrialized countries of the world. And sure enough, the CFC emissions drastically reduced. And in the decades since, the ozone hole has healed itself. Ozone hole be healed. And it did. In other words, nature came back into homeostasis. It found a new balance and healed itself, as nature likes to do. And so the ozone hole is no longer a crisis. That crisis is long gone. It's over, done, resolved. But of course, they have other crises to push, you know, like global cooling or global warming or whatever, climate change, climate crisis now, climate terrorism, whatever they want to call it. But now, recently, scientists over the last 2 years or so have found that CFCs are rising once again. So this is the real meat of the podcast here. CFC emissions are still happening somewhere. And they use some satellite mapping technology that I'm not fully aware of how it works. I don't know how they see molecules from space. Maybe it's like it's got to be a spectroscopy type of instrument. And so they were able to pinpoint where the CFCs are coming from. And it turns out they're coming from Northeast China. That's right, Red China. The communists are releasing the CFCs. It's true. And they're doing it because using CFCs makes it cheaper to manufacture insulating foam, which is part of refrigerators. You know, your refrigerator doors, they're insulated, right? So they're insulated with foam. The foam is made using CFCs, which are then dumped into the environment. So China has been violating the treaty and producing all these toxic gases that are once again endangering the ozone layer, creating the hozone that we warned about earlier, and basically, you know, really doing something to harm the environment, not just making up, you know, fake news like, oh my God, every storm is caused by your car burning fossil fuels, which is a big lie. So China is, in fact, the source of most of the pollution, including CO2, if you think CO2 is a pollutant, which it isn't. But Chinese industrial centers also release particulate matter and heavy metals into the atmosphere. So it's the Chinese that are the problem with pollution. And when it comes to burning coal, American coal companies are clean, you know, relatively speaking. We have coal scrubbers, for example, in the smokestacks. It's very highly regulated by the EPA. The emissions are almost zero. I mean, except for the CO2. I'm talking about particulate matter. But in China, the coal power plants are dirty, dirty, dirty. It's like the 1840s over there, you know, with coal and soot everywhere, except it's a modern day coal power plant with no emissions controls. And yet somehow China has been exempted from every treaty on climate change and carbon dioxide emissions and pollution controls that you can imagine. So China is this massive polluter, but Ocasio-Cortez, our resident American idiot, she thinks that America is the problem and she wants to shut down all combustion engines in America, but not in China. She wants to shut down all coal plants in America, but not in China. She wants to collapse industrialized food production, that is all farms, all tractors, all combines and balers and hay rakes and everything, because they all run on diesel fuel, by the way. She wants to shut them all down, but not shut down China or its agriculture. So Ocasio-Cortez, she's a lunatic, right? She's economically illiterate. The fact that she got elected to the United States Congress is a big red warning sign about what's wrong with our constitutional republic at the moment, when the voters are so stupid that they elect someone even dumber than they were to the United States House of Representatives, then, you know, something's gone terribly wrong. But isn't it interesting that Ocasio-Cortez never talks about reducing pollution from China, even though now scientists have identified China is the one releasing the CFCs and the particulate matter and the CO2 and the heavy metals, the lead, the cadmium, the extra sulfur. Remember acid rain back in the 1980s? Yeah. Well, China's still pushing all that pollution into the air. And a lot of that blows over and ends up in California, where it's deposited, turning people into communists. I say that jokingly, but wouldn't it be funny if, well, or kind of sad actually, if communist pollution from China settled on California and turned people into communists? It's like a contagious communist pollution. Here's the thing. Ocasio-Cortez, as you recall, not long ago, she said, we all have 12 years remaining before the Earth is destroyed. Destroyed by climate change. We have only 12 years. And of course, everybody on the left believed her. And she doubled down on it more than once. She's like, yeah, 12 years left. And so people started putting out countdown clocks, just like we did with Al Gore. Because it was over 10 years ago that Al Gore said, we only had 10 years. We're going to be done for. Well, 10 years has come and gone, and the climate hasn't been destroyed, but Al Gore's credibility has. But nevertheless, they always have new scare stories. They have new timelines. Oh, now we only have 12 years left. And then after the 12 years comes and goes, it's going to be, well, now we only have 14 years. We only have 50 years, you know, whatever. This is the way they operate. They just always keep making up some new crisis and putting a new timeline on it. But people started calling out Ocasio-Cortez on her BS, saying, you know what? The Earth is not going to be destroyed in 12 years. What are you talking about? You are a liar. The Earth is going to be fine in 12 years. In fact, CO2 is regreening the Earth, according to NASA, as we have published on naturalnews.com. Look at the satellite map. Every continent has increased greening due to rising levels of carbon dioxide. CO2 is causing forests to grow back and flourish, and food crops and grasslands and shrubs and herbs and everything everywhere that has leaves, including even in Antarctica, believe it or not. So everywhere, every continent on the planet has more green thanks to CO2. But Ocasio-Cortez says we only have 12 years left. Well, after being, you know, hit on that quote for quite some time, Ocasio-Cortez retracts it and says, she was just making that up. She doesn't really believe it after all. And we're not all going to die in 12 years, according to Ocasio-Cortez now. And she said that anybody who believed that has the IQ of a sea sponge. Now, sea sponges, I think most Democrats out there believe that a sea sponge is a birth control device, but a sea sponge actually is a living creature in the marine ecosystem. Leftists think a marine ecosystem is a branch of the military, but it's actually the ocean. It's the ocean ecosystem. And in the ocean ecosystem, these sea sponge birth control devices, that's where they're harvested and packaged and sold to women at CVS pharmacies. Yes, just in case you didn't know that. These sea sponges, they're not very bright. They barely have anything resembling a nervous system. And they don't have what you would call really a brain, of course. They're very simple living creatures. So Ocasio-Cortez says that anybody who believed what she said about 12 years has the IQ of a sea sponge. Well, here's the thing. Almost every Democrat in America believed what she was saying. They all believed her. They thought she was right on. And the media reported, yeah, according to this congresswoman, we only have 12 years left. Meanwhile, she's like, you people are dumber than a sea sponge. And the Democrats double down and say, yeah, they are. They are so stupid. They still believe her. They still believe the earth will be gone in 12 years. So I don't know, like, how does a Democrat today who believes in climate change, what kind of self-image do you have when your own hero, your comic book congressional hero, Ocasio-Cortez, calls you dumber than a sea sponge? And you're like, okay, whatever, if that's what we are, we still believe in climate change, whatever it takes. Because she can't be wrong. She was elected. There's no way she could be wrong. She has a degree in something from somewhere, even though she's economically illiterate and actually the resident moron. Did you see what she said about cauliflower? Yeah, Ocasio-Cortez actually literally said that cauliflower community gardens are like white privilege or something. It was a bad way to save the planet because cauliflower is too white. And so it's a white colonialism, she said, if you plant cauliflower. So now not only do the people have to be people of color, but your vegetables are going to be discriminated against by Ocasio-Cortez for being too white. I guess cauliflower is now white privileged veggies, which will come as quite a shock to all the raw food vegans out there, especially the chefs at Dr. Gabriel Cousins' Tree of Life Center. I bet they never knew that they were making white privileged meals with raw cauliflower. They make some delicious meals, by the way. I've been there many times and I've shared their raw food vegan meals, and they are excellent chefs. And they make a lot of great stuff out of cauliflower. You can have some raw soup. You can have you can even make a kind of raw, like a raw pizza crust with cauliflower and flax seeds and some nuts. And you can make a raw nacho cheese out of pine nuts and cumin and paprika. You can throw a little cauliflower in there. But now we know it's white privilege. You can't have raw cauliflower anymore. So this is the insanity that we are now dealing with, and this is the world in which we live. It is completely and totally insane. But there we go. This is Mike Adams here. Thanks for listening. Share this everywhere. There's a lot more at naturalnews.com, and of course you can hear my podcasts at healthrangerreport.com or brighteon.com. Thanks for listening. Learn about the benefits of cacao nibs. Learn about astaxanthin, learn about resveratrol or sulforaphane from broccoli sprouts or cruciferous vegetables. All of these nutrients and superfoods and much more are available now at healthrangerstore.com. But most importantly, we are the only online retailer in the world with an in-house ISO-accredited laboratory. We test what we sell. We test for heavy metals. We test for bacteria. We test for glyphosate, herbicide, and increasingly pesticides. We have clean nutrition. HealthRangerStore.com. If you want clean supplements and incredibly potent superfoods that can enhance and protect your health, HealthRangerStore.com is where you find it.